Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's good to be together again as we share the word of the Lord. And let's join our hearts in prayer, asking God to anoint our ears, anoint our spiritual hearing, that we can receive the word of the Lord and just begin to thank Him for all that He has done and all that He is going to do, all that He desires to do in our lives. Father, we thank You with lips of thanksgiving. We give You honor and praise for Your goodness, for Your faithfulness, which is in the heavens. Your mercy, O Lord, reaches unto the clouds. Lord, we bless You because You are good to all, and Your tender mercies are over all of Your works. Father, we thank You for touching every listener today. Lord, You see every single need, and we pray by the mighty power of God that You will provide whatever that need is, that You will move spiritually, physically, financially, circumstantially, as well as in the lives of loved ones. Father, I thank You that we can cast all of our cares upon You because You care for us. And so, Father, we do that right now. We just shake ourselves from every burden or hindrance that the enemy would try to lay on us, because You've given us power and authority, Lord, over every work of the enemy. And we arise in the strength of the Lord, because through You, Lord, we can do all things. We thank You for it, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to share a message with you beginning today, talking about the Feast of Trumpets. And let me read a passage of Scripture found in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, verses 23 to 24. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, ye shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. God spoke to Moses and told him to tell the people to set aside a day in which they would have a Sabbath, a day of rest, and a memorial of blowing the trumpets. And when we look at that natural act, blowing a trumpet, to literally signify it was a time to gather together in the purpose of the Lord, there's also prophetic and spiritual significance to the blowing of the trumpet. And I would suggest to you that this blowing of the trumpet signifies, or typifies, if you will, the children of God who have been filled with the Spirit of God and are doing all possible to trumpet the gospel of Jesus Christ to the unsaved, to the whole world, making disciples of all nations, as Jesus declared to us and instructed us in the Great Commission. That trumpet is a sound, and we are a people who have heard the joyful sound. It also signifies the calling together of God's people, and it denotes the sound of victory. When God spoke to Joshua concerning Jericho, He gave express commands. And the command was to compass the city once each day for 6 days. The Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and its king and the mighty men of valor. And verse 4 says, And the seven priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, and every man straight before him. That's Joshua the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 5. Beloved, we need to pay attention to God's order, God's sequence, and we understand as we specifically obey the word of the Lord. In that particular case, God was very specific regarding the taking of Jericho as the very first city in the land of Canaan. But spiritual victories are won through means that are completely foolish as far as the natural man is concerned. Of course, that certainly seemed foolish, marching around Jericho and then 7 times and blowing a ram's horn. But God knew exactly, as God's people would obey him, that they would see a miracle, that God himself would cause those walls to fall flat and they would be able to possess the city and the mighty man and its king. And so, beloved, when we hearken to the word of the Lord, when we actually do what Jesus said in his word, he's very specific as far as warfare, that we're more than conquerors through him, that we can have victory. He's given us power over all power of the enemy. And so when we are not just hearers of the word, but doers, and as we submit to God and resist the enemy, he will flee from before us. Standing on the divine principles of God's word is a foolish thing to do in terms of the natural man. But when God's people, when you and I, beloved, begin to claim the promises of God and don't doubt in our hearts, God does exactly what he said he would do. When he says, stand still and see the salvation of our God, then that's exactly what he has promised. He's emphasize the importance of praise. He's very specific in his word in order for us to experience, not just read about, not just to hear testimonies of what's happening in other people's lives, but to be able to possess it ourselves. So not only did God say the walls would crumble and fall, he said the walls would fall down flat. Beloved, you may have some Jerichos facing you right now, but God is going to knock down those walls flat, not in little heaps where you have to climb and stumble over the debris, but he's going to cause them to fall down flat. You won't even have to lift your leg. Beloved, God, if what he did in ancient times, what he did before, he's no respecter of persons. And the problem is, in our modern society, we've relegated God's miracle working power to another age. Oh, well, that's what God did in the Old Testament. Oh, well, that's what happened in the early church. But beloved, God wants us to be a strong, spirit-filled people who have preached the word and have signs and wonders following. We can believe for miracles in our lives and in the lives of those we love. As we come to God, we must know that he's given us authority. And if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he will do it. God said that the Feast of Trumpets, or the blowing of the trumpets, was an holy convocation. God didn't give a command to a group of dead people. They were alive in faith. He spoke to his living Israel, though that second generation of Israelites who knew and believed God was going to accomplish what didn't happen in their parents' lives because they disbelieved God and were forced to wander in the wilderness. You know, a dead man can't blow a trumpet. And it doesn't make any difference if the instrument was of the finest in the world. If a person is dead, there's no sound in the trumpet. And so what is necessary? The breath of life. The breath of life in order to blow. And of course, the breath is also synonymous with the Holy Spirit. God is wanting a people today that will blow the trumpet in Zion. God's wanting a people today who will desire, and not only desire, but put actions to their desires and publish the gospel of the kingdom wherever God leads them, and that this marvelous word could be heard around the world before the end comes. That's what he promised. We will publish with the voice of thanksgiving. So will we compass this altar and tell of all his wondrous works. Praise God. Well, I'm going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with me. But as I do every time at the conclusion of the broadcast, I extend to the listening family an opportunity to write and share their prayer requests. And the Ministry of Correspondence is a very special one. It's a sacred trust that I have before the Lord and with those who write in to pray. And I'd like to share a testimony. I promised this a while back because it's been such a long time. A sister writing from Oakland, and she says, "Dear Sister Glass, I wanted to write you and thank you for the letter that you sent me last month and all the months before. A recent letter in particular brought tears to my eyes, tears of conviction, repentance, and then cleansing. I have read it and reread it. I know that the Holy Spirit took the Word of God and placed them in your heart as to what to write to me. I give God all the glory, and I thank you for being obedient to Him. Thank you for all of your prayers. Thank you so much." And in closing, she says, "I pray God's blessing and divine protection all around you and yours." Praise God. Well, beloved, I do invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you and for the privilege of standing with you in prayer. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.